This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monane and read by Victoria Osunde.
Friday, December 24th. God's word to you today is New Chapter. Our scripture reading is taken from Isaiah 43, verses 18 to 19 from the New King James Version, and it says, "Do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." Mary had the fear of inadequacy, and God said to her, "Fear not." Joseph had the fear of disapproval, and God said to him, "Fear not." The shepherds had the fear of sudden change, and God said to them, "Fear not." Herod had the fear of losing control, but he did not get a word from the Lord, because he was not aligned with God. I pray that you will be aligned with God, and you will hear him say, "Fear not." For everyone struggling with insecurity and losing control, I pray that you will hear God say, "Fear not." Zechariah was part of the Christmas story, and he faced the fear of being disappointed. Zechariah and Elizabeth, his wife, had tried several times to have children to the point that they completely gave up on the idea. They concluded that whether they have children or not, they will still serve God. Luke 1 verses 11 to 13 says, "While Zechariah was in the sanctuary, an angel of the Lord appeared to him, standing to the right of the incense altar. Zechariah was shaken and overwhelmed with fear when he saw him. But the angel said, 'Don't be afraid, Zechariah. God has heard your prayer.'" Zechariah was so filled with the fear of being disappointed that he doubted, so much so that God had to shut his mouth. Zechariah was like, "God, I have served you. I'm not praying again for a child. Please do not come here and deceive me. Look, whether you give me a child or not, I am your boy and I am going to serve you." But God said, "Zechariah, you are going to have a child." Zechariah was filled with the fear of disappointment. Some of us are saying, even now, another year is coming to an end, despite God's word to us at the beginning of the year. "Pastor, please do not give any word in 2022. We are just happy to be in God's presence." Sometimes we fear being disappointed so much so that we do not even want to hear God's voice or hear God's promises anymore. Case in point, the wealthy woman of Shunem and Elisha. This story can be found in 2 Kings verse 4. Please read. "This woman had been good to Elisha, fed him and built an apartment for him. She made his life comfortable. Elisha knew that everyone, rich, poor, middle class, young or old, has a need that if not met by heaven, that need remains unmet. Everybody that has a need that if heaven does not meet, it remains unmet. So Elisha asked her what she wanted, and the woman said to Elisha, 'Nothing, I do not need anything. I do not need connections or prayers. God has been good to me, and I will serve him till I see him.'" How can? There is no one that does not need anything. So Elisha sent his servant Gehazi to find out what she needed. And Gehazi reported that they do not have children. Elisha called for the woman and said, "By this time next year, you will have a son." What did the woman do? Instead of rejoicing at God's word, she said, "Do not lie to me, man of God." She was afraid of being disappointed. Let us pray. Father, I ask for the grace to forget the past disappointments, the past pains, the past letdowns, and I take hold of the new things you are doing. In Jesus' name.
Amen. We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.